For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is massive. According to multiple NBA insiders, they report that Isaiah Hartenstein could leave the Knicks in free agency if a team pays him over $20 million per year on his next contract. We're going to break down these latest reports and potentially what teams could target Hartenstein in free agency. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Major updates about Isaiah Hartenstein and his free agency. Headed into this offseason, the Knicks have a lot of decisions they need to make, a lot of priorities they need to take care of. One of them is re-signing OG Anunoby. The other is re-signing Isaiah Hartenstein. And unfortunately for the Knicks, everybody around the league saw Ihart's value skyrocket after he took over the starting center position for the Knicks once Mitchell Robinson went down. And what we saw was unbelievable. He has a passing game. He has a floater game that makes defenders collapse on him. That opens up the paint just a little bit more for all your other players. And he's become a rebounding monster. Not the same way Mitchell Robinson is, but still very close. When you play like that, your value is only going to increase. So Ihart, basically to start the season, we were thinking he might be getting around $13 to $14 million in terms of if he re-signed with the Knicks this offseason. But because of the season he just had, because of all the value all the team saw him possess for the Knicks, his value is now much higher than that, and he might have priced himself out of New York. Let's break down these latest reports about Isaiah Hartenstein and his free agency. Shout out to NBA Central on the app X, as well as Basketball Talk, for giving us the following information about Isaiah Hartenstein. According to them, the bidding war for Isaiah Hartenstein is expected to start at $20 million per season. The expectation around the league is that he will leave the Knicks if he receives a contract worth over $80 million on the open market. According to Basketball Talk, the expectation around the league is that some team with cap space and in need of a more traditional center will come in over the top and offer more, north of $80 million and closer to $90 million for 4 years. And Isaiah Hartenstein will take it. That leaves a lot of teams with cap space eyeing Isaiah Hartenstein and an expectation in league circles that the bidding will start at $20 million a season or 4 years, $80 million, which is more than the Knicks can offer. Given the Knicks' cap constraints, their offer for Hartenstein can max out at 4 years, $72.5 million. Talk about an increase in value. His value started off the season, as I mentioned, around $13 to $14 million. But because of everything he did for the Knicks during the regular season, especially during the postseason, he is now potentially worth around $20 million annually. What a jump for Hartenstein. And listen, I'm not mad at him. Get your money and get paid. I understand that. But I think there's something to consider here. Even if another team would pay him north of $20 million, what's your role going to be on that team? Because if you stay with the Knicks, even though we can't offer you that much money, we can still offer you $72.5 million over 4 years. And if you stay with us, you likely will remain the starting center for this Knicks team, who is currently flirting with expectations to head all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if we make the right additions, we can go all the way to the NBA Finals. We have our superstar potentially in Jalen Brunson, who might take less in his contract extension. If he's going to do that and set that example for everybody on the roster, hopefully iHeart will do the same, because I understand that's a lot of money we're talking about. And if he gets offered $20 million, it's going to be hard for him to say no, especially if the Knicks can only offer him $72.5 million over 4 years. But the role is key here. I think the Knicks are the only team out there that can give him the role that he really wants on any NBA team right now, which is to start and have an impact. And that's what he has with the Knicks. That's going to be what he continues to do with the Knicks if he resigns here. Would that be the case with another team? If another team pays iHeart $20 million, what's his role going to be on that team? And if you're asking yourself, what team can offer Isaiah Hartenstein upwards of $20 million annually per year? Better yet, what team would even want to do that for Isaiah Hartenstein? Oklahoma City Thunder. They have been circling in on iHeart for a couple of weeks now. We did a video about it a couple of weeks ago, and it now seems like those reports were absolutely true, and the interest is reportedly real. According to Steph Bondi, OKC has real interest in Isaiah Hartenstein. The Thunder is viewed by NBA sources as the top threat to pry Isaiah Hartenstein away from the Knicks in free agency. One league source speculated the Thunder would offer a short-term deal, such as 2 years, with a high salary, providing both sides with long-term flexibility. Bondi continues here by stating the Thunder has rough...
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
$35 million in cap space and a glut of draft assets to build on its surprising success last season. The roster could also use a hard-nosed center like Hartenstein, who broke out with a career season after replacing the injured Mitchell Robinson in Tom Thibodeau's starting lineup. It's real, an NBA source said of OKC's interest in Hartenstein. The Thunder's biggest weakness, not coincidentally, was rebounding. No team in the conference had a worse rate. It's real. OKC is interested in iHeart and they want to add him to the roster. And the problem there is they are a legit threat, because in the Western Conference, if they add iHeart, they potentially could go even further than they did last season because they added iHeart. As we just stated, they were one of the worst rebounding teams in the league. If they add iHeart, it solves a lot of those problems, especially depending on how they play him. If I'm Oklahoma City and I'm paying iHeart north of $20 million, I'm starting him. Now, you might be asking yourself, how are they going to do that if they have Chet over there? For me, Chet is more of a power forward. I would put Chet at the four and I would start iHeart at the five. If they did that, that team would look even more dangerous than they did this year. Again, I'm not sure how they would make it work, but I don't think they would pay iHeart $20 million to have him come off the bench. He would likely start. And that's the biggest problem for me. Because if the Knicks are going to re-sign him, one of the main things they can offer him is that role. Listen, if you stay with us, you're going to play a lot of minutes, you're going to get your time to shine, and you're also going to start. Not a lot of teams that potentially could go after iHeart, even if they could throw a lot of money at him, could promise him a starting position, other than the New York Knicks, and now it seems like the Oklahoma City Thunder. Because if they make that move, if they throw the bag at iHeart and they pay him a lot of money, I don't know if Isaiah Hartenstein is going to want to stay loyal to the Knicks or if he's going to say, I can't say no to $80+ million. I'm going to have to take that deal. And if they promise him as well that he could start as well with Chet, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to say no. Because again, they're a Western Conference powerhouse. The Knicks are also a very good team. And if the Knicks re-sign him, they can not only promise him starting, they can promise him continued success and potentially getting all the way to the NBA Finals. But OKC, they can promise the same exact thing. And their roster is a little bit younger and primed to go all the way there. And they're only going to get better each and every year. That's the scary part. If they add iHeart, they're going to be extremely dangerous. $35 million in cap space. They are absolutely going to make some noise this offseason, and they're going to go after a center. The only question is, which center are they going to go after? iHeart, maybe Nick Claxton in Brooklyn? I'm not sure. The only saving grace here for the Knicks is if OKC turns their attention to somebody else other than iHeart. Because if they do that, and only if they do that, then I think the Knicks have a very good chance, maybe the best chance at that point, to re-sign iHeart at around $72.5 million. Unless OKC stays active and in the hunt for iHeart, which I can absolutely see them doing. They're not going to show all their cards just yet. They're interested in just about everybody that's going to fit their roster. Right now, they need rebounding and they're looking for centers. Centers that can offer that are obviously going to be Isaiah Hartenstein, Nick Claxton, Jonas Valanciunas. They have a lot of options. iHeart loves New York. He's loyal to the Knicks, but loyalty can only take you so far. At some point, you got to think about yourself, your family, and the dollars on the table and the opportunity. If the opportunity is OKC and they're giving him more money, iHeart is gone. I don't think the Knicks have any chance to retain him. But if OKC leaves the conversation, I think Isaiah Hartenstein re-signs with the Knicks because I don't think there's any other team that can offer what the Knicks can offer him besides OKC. Potentially, the only saving grace here for the Knicks is OKC. If they offer him a contract, it might be a two-year contract. And the Knicks, they can offer him a four-year deal. So if he wants a long-term security, he'll re-sign with the Knicks. If he wants a little bit more money and potentially make even more money down the road with OKC, if they retain and keep him, then potentially he leaves and he goes to Oklahoma City. But those are the choices and options on the table right now. I can't see him going to any other team besides either the Knicks or OKC because both options offer him somewhat of the same exact opportunities, only potentially one team might offer him more money on a year-to-year basis, while the Knicks might offer him more money over a longer-term period. So it's going to be up to iHeart to decide what he wants more, security over the long term or more money right now in the immediate. Listen, I want Isaiah Hartenstein here in New York. I want him to remain a Knick. I want him to be part of this roster for many years. He fits. But if OKC comes over the top with an offer around $20 million per year annually for iHeart, he is gone. And the Knicks are going to have a very difficult time trying to fill that void. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that another team in the league could offer iHeart $20 million per season? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.